Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 125. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 125. In quiet, I receive God's word today. Let this be a day of stillness and of quiet listening. Your Father wills you hear His word today. He calls to you from deep within your mind where He abides. Hear Him today. No peace is possible until His word is heard around the world, until your mind, in quiet listening, accepts the message that the world must hear to usher in the quiet time of peace. In stillness, we will hear God's voice today without intrusion of our petty thoughts, without our personal desires, and without all judgment of His holy word. We will not judge ourselves today, for what we are cannot be judged. We stand apart from all the judgments which the world has laid upon the Son of God. It knows Him not. Today we will not listen to the world, but wait in silence for the Word of God. Today He speaks to you. His voice awaits your silence, for His word cannot be heard until your mind is quiet for a while, and meaningless desires have been stilled. Await His word in quiet. There is peace within you to be called upon today to help make ready your most holy mind to hear the voice for its Creator speak. In quiet, I receive God's word today. The phrase, meaningless desires have been stilled, jumps out at me. And I consider what those are, the meaningless desires. And what I come to see is that anything which has an I associated with it is a meaningless desire. Anything that tries to define the separate self is a meaningless desire. The separate self is a meaningless desire. As I sit quietly, I watch for the meaningless desire, and I find thoughts come up that are there to build the separate identification, the I that wants to be defined. And as these defining thoughts come up, I place it next to the true I, which is undefined. And the defining thought is seen as a meaningless desire to define, and is let go with loving knowingness. I notice how the sounds that are heard want to take on that defining role. And I see that it too is a meaningless desire. And I let that go with loving knowing. Even noticing of the breath wants to take on a defining role, and it is let go. When these defining thoughts come up, they are felt behind the eyes as if they come from there. And when I am in the undefined being, the quietness, where that comes from it, I'm not able to find it. For when I look for it, it turns into a defining thought and is felt behind the eyes. As soon as I search for it, it becomes a defining thought, a meaningless desire. As we sink deeply into our hearts, only be quiet. You will need no rule but this to let your practice today lift you above the thinking of the world and free your vision from the body's eyes. Only be still and listen. You will hear the word in which the will of God and the Son joins together as one, with no illusions interposed between them, holy, indivisible, and true. Thank you for joining with me today in our quiet truth. Namaste.
After that, I'm not sure if Stephanie's going to be here since she's been on vacation to West Virginia.